Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Horror on Wheels. I'm G, and I'll be hosting the episode today. So we're just a couple hours away from heading over to Sydney Mines for the Myers House My Bloody Valentine on-set experience. I'm so excited. I love My Bloody Valentine. I love that it was filmed like 20 minutes where I live, and a lot of the original locations are still there. They've changed, obviously, in the past like 40 years or so, but they're still there, and I think that's really cool. And it's really awesome that something like this is coming to where I live, because we don't usually have a whole lot of horror events going on, like, ever. So I'm super excited. Peter Cowper is there today as like a special guest, and he's doing a Q&A and some signings and stuff. So I'm gonna take you with me and do a little bit of coverage as the best I can. Today is completely sold out, so there's gonna be a ton of people there, and I'm super, super excited for it. So let's go. Okay, so let's talk about the on-set cinema My Bloody Valentine experience. Saturday, which was the day that Peter Cowper was there, was an absolute dream event. He is such a nice, sweet guy, and everyone running it was also really, really nice too. So we started out with a walking tour of the filming locations in Sydney Mines, which is really cool because there were spots that I didn't like know were filming locations. My first Valentine's with my boyfriend, he got me a Blu-ray copy of My Bloody Valentine because I didn't own a physical copy, and he drove me around to all the shooting locations in Sydney Mines. That was our first Valentine's Day together. So doing the walking tour together and like seeing all those spots is really special to me, and he also grew up there, so I'm sure that was like really cool for him too to get to see that. So I'll insert some footage of the walking tour. I apologize for the audio. It was super windy and cold out, and I shot it on my iPhone, so it's not going to be great quality, but better than nothing. Peter Cowper did the walking tour with us too, which was a lot of fun because we were sort of like sticking by him through it, because he was dropping some insider info on stuff. He's like, oh yeah, I remember doing this here and this and this and this, and he's like, oh, that house has like hearts on the shutters, and we were like, oh my god, it does. Oh, it was so awesome. It was such a good like walking tour, minus the cold. It was absolutely freezing out. By the end of the walking tour, I like couldn't move my mouth because that's how cold it was, that like my lips had frozen. So if I wanted to talk, I had to talk like this to give my mouth time to move because it was so cold.
Incredibly decorated. Mabel's decorated committee did great. But yeah, they had banners. I think they had four down the streets, and if you look closely, they have lights, Valentine lights, but I don't think they were ever turned on in the production, which would have kind of been cool. But they had all the poles decorated, and this block right here is the main drag, and it was decorated to the nines.
Or she comes out and she says, slip down to here.
Here looking that way, so the Valentine's banner would have been hanging right here. The Legion is just off of the screen. And what's freaking mind-blowing, so I've been doing this for a long time, and it's pretty amazing what changes and what doesn't. Obviously, the siding has now been changed. They added a wind barrier for the door. This railing is the exact same railing.
Oh, wow.
Here, This is original as well. You can see this up and down all over the film. So here. So this is the railing right there. I don't have the picture of this, but there.
So cool.
Yeah. And what's also cool, if you look to the neighbors here, that big window, that house is just like it was in, pretty much in the movie. It kind of still has the old siding on it. I don't know if that's original, but you can clearly see that big, beautiful window. There was a big building here. So the camera, one of the right there on the other side of the street. You can see this curb clear as day for the other side of the street. Welcome to Valentine's Bluff, a little town with a big heart. It would have been right here facing this way. And there's a yellow house and another white house. You can see those right here. They're all still there after all these years. That helped me match it up. So when the guys get off at the Hintermine, they come zooming down here one by one. And this is kind of our introduction to the town. We've been right here at this very spot. And like Peter just mentioned, I didn't know where the junkyard specifically was. It's kind of hard to find on the internet and stuff like that and all the research. But this was the junkyard right here behind us.
Yeah.
So, that's where they, hung out. Lots of more pent-up energy and fighting took place in there. After TJ takes Sarah to the bluffs, there's a little moment. Hey! We're doing a My Bloody Valentine tour.
No worries. I told one of them, I think, them yesterday, the thing was down there, the wash plant and all that.
Yeah. Were you living in town when it was filmed?
I've been here ever since they had it.
Do you remember anything specifically, like when they filmed? What do you remember?
When that fella that was chilling.
He's right here.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then way back down past where the wash plant was, there was a mine.
Yeah, that's
right.
And I think that's where you did the killing.
Thank you for coming out.
What?
Thank you for coming out and saying hello.
News got a thing going on tonight, haven't you?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Well, good luck at it.
Okay, thank you so
you.
Much.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, after those scenes take place, there's just a random night scene of Sarah. She's walking by herself home on the streets, and they're kind of shooting through bushes and stuff like that. But the scene took place on Church Street. And they started in front of the exterior of a church. And you're not going to believe this. The church was torn down 2 weeks ago. After all these years. But it's only in there very briefly. But they go from the exteriors of that church, and then she basically starts walking from pretty much where at the end of where you guys are. She's walking right down here. You can see this house as clear as day in the background when she's walking right here. She's like, what am I gonna tell? And it has like the eerie music, and it's shot from the perspective of someone possibly following her. Assuming they ripped this off from Halloween, it's just like Sheriff Brackett and Lori, but she turns around, runs right into the chief, and all we see is a light, and it's supposed to make you think that it's the minor light, but it's really the chief shining his flashlight into her face. Obviously, the door that Peter comes in would have been right here behind us. But yeah, this would have been the laundromat from the film, and I'm sure you guys, being My Bloody Valentine fans, one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie took place right here at this building right behind us. So, hear that. The people still live here, so at the time, I guess they lived up here. There was a laundry mat below it, and the husband, he was cranking the dryer that had maple in it. So, yeah, so many incredible things took place here. So, obviously, Mabel's here. So Mabel goes back there, does some stuff. Peter, she's open the door, and he's washing Mabel inside. And he comes down and he lays down this infamous Valentine's Day boxes, which is my favorite box of the movie. Roses are red, violets are blue, one is dead, and so are you. Mabel's like, I don't know about this. And she turns from happy. She got a Valentine, and then she gets really sad. They do a close-up of her eyes, and then Harry pops out off-screen and chases her around right here. Has great, breathy, scary music playing, and then Mabel gets the pickaxe right here in this building.
So there was a little bit of downtime in between when the walking tour ended and the rest of the event started, so we went and got some supper. And then we showed up to the event and we picked up some of our items. So first off, there was a little Valentine's card you could get. So it's like stamped with Happy Valentine's Day on the outside. And this is the design on the card. And this is the back. Which is really, really cute. And I love that they put like the date and stuff of the event on the bottom. I think that's really special. I love little like keepsakes like this, so I'm really happy that I got that. Another one of the things that we bought was a signed chocolate box by Peter Cowper. I haven't eaten any of the chocolates in it. The people that organized it are from the US, so I don't know if these chocolates like cross the border or anything. So it'll be interesting if I want to try them someday, but I don't know, I'm picky about chocolate, I'm weird. But it's a nice keepsake to have this. I'm very glad I do. So we got some stuff signed by Peter Cowper. He was signing stuff for like $20, and half of it was going to the Sydney Mines Food Bank, and half of it was going to the Legion building that it was hosted at, which was like a really sweet thing to do, to like sit and like sign and take pictures with people all night and not take a cent from it. Like, I really, really admired that. I thought it was like a really great thing to do. So I got my VHS tape signed, and I got it personalized to me, which basically means I could never try and like resell it for more because it's addressed to me. I doubt there's many other people out there with the name G that would want this, but I don't know, maybe. And then my boyfriend got the Blu-ray he got me for our first Valentine's Day signed. He got it addressed to the both of us. When we were up there talking to Peter, my boyfriend had mentioned that our first Valentine's Day we drove around and stuff and yada yada yada, and he was like, oh, like how long have you two been together? And I was like, oh, like it was just 2 years, like last week, as in the last, basically the 2 weeks ago now, but it was 1 week ago the day of the event. So if you notice, there's two little heart exclamation marks because we've been together for 2 years when we told him that. And then they had merch for sale as well. They had some of like the Onset Cinema shirts and stickers and stuff, but they had shirts made for this event, so I had to get my hands on one because I don't actually own a My Bloody Valentine shirt, and it's one of my favorite slasher movies, so I bought it. So it's got this on the front, Welcome to Valentine Bluffs, and then the back, Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, One Is Dead and So Are You, Onset Cinema, My Bloody Valentine, Sydney Mines, Nova Scotia, February 2023. Welcome to Valentine Bluffs. I've worn this shirt like 3 times since I bought it. I love it. It's an awesome shirt. very, very cool.
But yeah, thank you guys sincerely. Thank you guys so much sincerely for being here. My heart, my black heart. Thank you so much. So my name is Kenny Camberton, and I am literally on set center.
Thank you. Well, it's been 43 years since I've been back here. And his newsletter, I was a kid in Dartmouth. My mom met my dad, who was in the Canadian Navy. He was a petty officer in England, in London. So they somehow got me, I don't know. And here I am, like 43 years later. It's like toward the bottoms, as we say in French. So after the film, think of all the questions that you want, and we'll be more than happy to answer them for you. You know, how the film was made, different scenes, what went into them, and my involvement in them. So enjoy the show. And I'd like to thank the Legion, because, you know, my dad spent many a night at the Legion. I don't know what he was doing. Take it away.
Peter also did a Q&A after the movie. Let me pull up my notes from that. So here's just a couple things I jotted down and remembered from the Q&A. So first off, when we screened the movie afterwards, he told us in the audience that this is the first time he's seen the movie with an audience since it came out in 1981. So it's been like 42 years since the movie came out that he's seen it with an audience. So that was very cool and a very special experience. It's also the first time he had been back in Nova Scotia since then. So I think it was a very special event for him, as well as everybody that came to it. So the scene with him and Sylvia in the showers, where the miners like taking her to like go stab her head onto one of the shower heads, that he actually used, Peter Cowper was operating the Steadicam on that. And he says it was the first Canadian production to use a Steadicam, so I'm going to take his word for it, which is super cool. And then also the way that that scene worked to have Sylvia move so slowly, he had like you know on a horse, like the stirrups you put your feet in when you get on the saddle, he had those on like his pants or whatever. So she was able to like stand there and he was able to like do that very smoothly and stuff. And I think when he said when they choreographed it like a ballet, which is just a really cool movie fact to know. I feel like I learned so much about this movie that I didn't know, which is really cool. We got some exciting news that there's a sequel script being written right now by George Mihalka, and it's 5/8 of the way done. Peter said he had read a bit of it and was really excited.
Is it a sequel? Yeah, it's you'll never ever guess who the killer is. And he's invited all the people whom I didn't kill. Different characters in the sequel. But the thing of it is that Paramount owns the rights to it, and they have first approval, and they also have, you know, we don't want to do that. That's why that 3D thing got filmed.
Yeah.
They gave the go-ahead for that. So, when was it? Oh, just before COVID, my wife and I went to Italy. We have some business interests over there. And George was in Budapest, in Hungary. And so we dropped over and stayed with him for three days, and he let me in on a few of his ideas for sequel. He was doing a show like Game of Thrones, set in 1260 AD in Hungary, and he was very busy with that. But now he's finished; he's back in outside of Toronto, so I think he's probably working on a script.
So yeah, all in all, it was an amazing event. Great 2 days, like Saturday and then Valentine's Day. It was so awesome. There's not many movies shot where I live, especially horror movies. This is basically the only horror movie shot in Cape Breton that was like pretty big. There's one other one, Legend of the Psychotic Forest Ranger. Doesn't really have the same sort of following as this movie does, in terms of like iconicness and stuff. So it's really cool to have this sort of once in a lifetime opportunity to do this type of thing, and I think the organizers were really excited about it too. We also went on Valentine's Day for dinner and a movie, but I didn't take any footage there because it was Valentine's Day and I just sort of wanted to celebrate it with my beloved and not have my phone out being like... being respectful, being a good girlfriend. Yeah, I'd love to see Sydney Mines do something for like the 50th anniversary of the movie. Like, even if they just screen it, that'd still be really cool. But yeah, this was such an amazing event. I'm so happy I made it to like both days, because we actually got a really bad snowstorm on Valentine's Day, but I cannot commend everyone involved enough for putting on such a spectacular event that was so special to so many people. So if you like this video, make sure to like it and subscribe. Let me know down in the comments if you watched My Bloody Valentine this Valentine's Day. I know it was a couple days ago now, but if you did, let me know. And I will see you in the next video. Stay groovy.